The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up. Listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Alive and Well really expresses that we are the fanatic organics, or didn't you know that? We got all kinds of wonderful formulations, beautiful organic combinations, the herbs, the nutrients, the proteins, all of those things are there in every conceivable manner and great prices and hand in hand right there to the broth. And I'm saying that in the broad spectrum concept, broth cafe at Alive and Well, where you get phenomenal organic, wonderful choices of all different kinds of things. And it could be the soups, it could be the salads, whatever your choice is, vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want wild fish, you want organic meats, you want organic chicken, you want all the whatever. All of those great choices are there organically and deliciously put together. And I do want to say that we are so endlessly grateful for our affiliation with the local Maui organic farmers. Every day we get the organic, wondrous produce brought into us fresh, and we have a very high-intensity juicer. A lot of those, all those vegetable juices and fruits are high concentration, only in glass and made. And also the vegetables are used in all of our different recipes. They're really wondrous. It's really amazing. All of that at Alive and Well.
I'm kind of lost for words, because yes, it's such a panoply of pleasure.
Because I didn't let you
pleasure.
Get any words in there, right? Is that
what?
It? Yeah, I didn't let you get any words in there.
You seldom do, honey.
I do that with dancing,
but I put
too.
Up with it.
You can't
Sorry.
Get the dance steps in and can't get the words in. Not unless you let... When you let a woman talk, you can't get any words in. Is that
I'm
right?
I'm dancing around trying to find an entrance into the conversation.
Go right ahead. Yeah, go ahead, okay. Darling. Get into the conversation.
Okay.
You are going to talk about cascading beautiful water and everything else too.
Did you notice the beautiful water this morning? When you made the coffee this morning, was it beautiful water?
Organic, of course. It is beautiful. It's you do it. I know that you do that. And that water is so healing. It is so alive.
Vortexian.
Talk about that. And that's the only one
vortex.
Used at Alive and Well. That's
You've
right.
seen a vortex, pictures of a whirlpool, of a vortex. Well, that's what happens to water as it dispenses from the piping at Alive and Well into your gallon jug or 5 gallon jug or half gallon jug, whatever it might be. But that is living, vibrant, vortexed water. The molecules are dancing. You can probably hear them. The musical accompaniment is phenomenal. It's more than just a gurgle. It is an amazing what happens to the water, because it restructures stagnant city water into highly filtered and
oxygenated,
yes, and all the good stuff. But it is also neutralized with radiation.
That's
it
right.
neutralizes all the junk that's in city
goodbye
water.
Goodbye all the junk.
There
and there's
is.
Been a lot of those reports.
Say goodbye
I have all
to
kinds
junk.
Of reports on those chemicals that have leached into the water, even here in Maui. And there have been those reports are up there. But this is a way all of those things are goodbye, gone forever, and divine. When you take in that water, you feel a world of difference.
That's just what I was going to say.
I said it first. Okay.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
And you love to watch sports. Tell me, do the different players in all the different sports you mentioned, do they ask for permission to take first base? Do they ask for permission to be the first hitting the ball? Do they ask for permission to throw, you know, whatever there is?
They take their cue from you in a conversation.
That's it. Be first.
Yes, that's
be first.
The idea. Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And we're moving on with the show now,
that's
folks.
Right.
Grab a glass of Vortex water from Alive and Well. Sit down, enjoy it. Sip it slowly. Enjoy each trickle down your throat because it's delicious. It's reverberating. It's rejuvenating. It is life-giving in every cell in your body.
You know, and I congratulate you on the wonderful work you did with the top specialist to put together amazing ingredients in Pain Power and Super Digestizyme. And one of the main players, here's this top cardiologist that you and I were discussing, saying about one of our main players in Pain Power, stopping inflammation and other conditions. And here, this is a very, 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 very famous man. He is Dr. Peter McCullough. He's a cardiologist, and he has been continuously reported to be America's leading COVID-19 expert. And here's the quote directly.
And he was accused of dispensing misinformation and disinformation during the debacle called the COVID crisis, right? But what was he actually dispensing? The truth.
The truth. Okay. And here is a quote from this very famous cardiologist, Dr. Peter McCullough. Quote, "Far and away the most common question I get from those who took one of the COVID-19 vaccines is, how do I get this out of my body?"
Amen.
And this is what he says. "We searched the literature," still quoting the doctor, "for all available sources of evidence for products that can aid the human body in breaking down and catabolizing the spike protein."
Mm-hmm.
"We found natokinase, which additionally has fibrinolytic properties advantageous in the prothrombotic milieu induced by persistent spike protein."
Prothrombotic means creating heart attacks.
That's right.
Okay.
Out of all the available therapies I have used, says the doctor, in my practice, and among all the proposed detoxification agents, I believe, says the doctor, natokinase and related peptides hold the greatest promise for patients at this time. Can you talk about natokinase?
Can I talk about natokinase?
Okay, but, you know, try to
limit. Is that a rhetorical question?
3,000 words, is that what we're going to talk about? But talk about the natokinase, and you have stretched that importance so much, and what role it plays in Pain Power and Super Digestion.
Natokinase is an enzyme, and enzymes digest. They break down different components in our body, whether the components are in the blood or in our lungs or in our stomach. Natokinase helps to digest, to break down and assimilate the proper structure of nutrients as they enter into our system. And what's really unique is that the COVID vaccines create COVID. What? I took the vaccine and now I'm going to get COVID? Well, long COVID is one of the ramifications of taking the COVID vaccine. And as the doctor mentions, by using natokinase, you can digest the negative aspects of your body digests. I say you can't, but your body does. Digests all the negative aspects of the vaccine, which, as you may know, you've been prompted to use the vaccine repeatedly because the COVID is going to get you. Well, long COVID ends up getting you, and natokinase is one of the enzymes that neutralizes long COVID. And also along with, as Dr. Siegel said on television, during the depths of the depression of the COVID hysteria, a Dr. Siegel was on television. Now, I had seen Dr. Siegel many times on television, and he's a drug doctor. He always recommends drugs. Drugs for this, drugs for this, drugs, new drugs, wonder drugs, oh, incredible drugs. But this time he was asked, this was in the very beginning of the COVID debacle. He was asked by a very nervous and upset announcer, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, my God, we're going to die. We're going to... And Dr. Siegel said, look, there are nutrients which create, you were born with, and your creator gave you at birth a natural immune function.
Amen.
Okay? You were born with that. The vaccines try to replace that by replacing your natural innate capabilities of defending yourself and suppressing your natural innate capabilities of defending yourself, but supplanting those capabilities with a synthetic combination of drugs. Well, he says the drugs don't work, but what you can do is take vitamin C with quercetin.
And what? NAC, and the NAC, the
I'm
big
I'm getting
player.
There.
Right, great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin C with quercetin, and the announcer says, what's quercetin? What's quercetin is a decongestant. It's an anti-inflammatory. It breaks down, it's an antiviral, antibacterial. And if you recall, folks, the terror that went through the society, that everybody was told that they had to get on the vaccine, but the vaccine was creating all kinds of other problems. It wasn't right. solving the problem.
Right.
It says, but by using the quercetin, the vitamin C, the zinc, and the vitamin D3, and your body creates natural killer cells, and those killer cells kill viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and all other challengers to your immune system.
Right.
You build back. You refortify what your capabilities of natural protection are.
And there's a tremendous wisdom, whatever your faith, the tremendous wisdom in the great setup of things, that quercetin is a natural bioflavonoid,
mm-hmm.
that vitamin C occurs in the plant, it's the liquid part, to fight in all kinds of infections, and the quercetin, spelled with a Q, the quercetin is a natural bioflavonoid in the pulp and coloring matter of that plant,
right.
that helps to stop inflammation in the sinuses, the throat, and the lungs. Really important. And the top player that Dr. Siegel spoke about continuously during this great crisis, and he continues to do it, is what he calls the master antioxidant, okay, NAC. He says NAC is the main player, and one of the things that I'll never forget the point that he made, he said, not just the COVID, but we remember with influenza, with pneumonia, the causes of the deaths, he says, because these viruses kill the alveoli, A-L-V-E-O-L-I. The alveoli, that's the breathing cells within the lungs. And what NAC does is it regenerates the alveoli. It brings it back to life and prevents the death of the alveoli.
And decongests the accumulation of mucus and inflammatory agents that destroy the alveoli.
Exactly. That's one of the definitions of N-acetylcysteine. It eliminates abnormal, excessive mucus congestion.
Mm-hmm.
Besides being a healer for the liver and the kidneys.
I was just going to mention that.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Deliver the liver. That's what I always say.
Deliver the liver. You
deliver the liver.
With NAC+. Plus. That's
well,
what does
you
got to
share this with me because this is really incredible. Here's a very important article put together by another top doctor, Mercola. He said, promote your body's production of the master antioxidant, glutathione, naturally with NAC to protect your cells and tissues.
N-acetylcysteine creates glutathione, okay? Glutathione is the major anti-inflammatory, anti-infective. It's a major, major, major health-generating substance in your body.
And he calls it essential for glutathione production. And here's his start sentence. Essential for producing what may be your body's most important antioxidant, N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, says the doctor, has been rediscovered for its ability to protect your liver and cells, as well as support healthy insulin secretion, respiratory and immune health, especially when challenged with any type of infection, okay, or situation. I'll give this to you in a minute. And here he goes on to say, supported by a zillion medical trials, N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, allows your body to naturally produce glutathione, which is your body's master antioxidant, essential for optimum immune and metabolic health, as well as for your body's proper metabolism of vitamin D3. And he's saying that glutathione has received a lot of attention in recent years for the key role it plays in overall health and well-being, known as the master antioxidant, the most abundant antioxidant produced in your body. So here, and I want you to read, and then give it to me after this page, what glutathione does here, okay? Yeah, tell us about glutathione.
I may give it back to you, and I may not. I may just continue
reading.
That's
a danger whenever I give you a piece of paper, right? Take over, right? Go ahead.
Word for word, folks, as the doctor wrote it. Glutathione's primary task is to help protect your body from free radical hyperoxidation damage.
Can I just say one thing? Free radicals are also known as terrorists. They're the destructive terrorists that destroy and kill.
And they are highly inflammatory.
That's right.
And those free radical damage wastes and the wastes are removed by the glutathione's activity. And potentially harmful substances are all neutralized by glutathione production, which your body does do if it's giving the right nutrients to do so. Going on, it is one of the glutathione is one of the most important tools in your body's detoxification arsenal and is crucial for your liver's well-being. But that's not all. Your brain, your lungs, your joints, your skin, eyes, and every system in your body requires glutathione to function properly. It's a must for your immune system, as your immune cells work best when they have a delicately balanced level of glutathione. Studies show glutathione promotes T cell function, and optimal glutathione levels tend to be seen in healthy human subjects. As you age, your body's ability to produce glutathione declines.
What else is new, right?
Yeah. Along with everything else in
what
life.
What else is new? So we can reverse it, though. We can take charge. We can take back our health, right?
And when your cells
and our lives.
And when your cells run out of glutathione, what happens? Kaput. They die.
Yes.
The cells die. And when the levels run low, cells lose their ability to repair themselves, and they lose the ability to produce the antioxidants your well-being depends upon. Glutathione affects your health and your longevity.
Yeah, that's how
and
long
that's
and
what
how well you live.
N-acetylcysteine, along with vitamin C, helps produce glutathione. Amazing. And helps your liver produce the glutathione. So that's vitally important to keep in mind, that the liver is always functioning. The liver is always trying to make you a vital, alive human being, alive and well. And glutathione and vitamin C and quercetin are major, major tools that the body uses to do that.
Yes, and as the doctor is going on saying here that one of the best ways to help your body produce glutathione naturally is N-acetylcysteine, NAC. And he says the use of NAC is backed up by decades of major scientific research demonstrating its valuable role in boosting glutathione. All of the different ways, and then the doctors go on to say here, 8 additional ways that NAC supports health. Now, this may be a revelation to a lot of people that only know it in certain areas, okay? And I just want us both to read about it. Here's what the researchers are reported to say. Researchers, that's medical researchers in clinical trials, has found that NAC does a lot more than just replenish glutathione within your cells. NAC is a powerful antioxidant on its own, providing benefits in all of these additional areas.
Let me go back. Antioxidant.
Yeah.
People are told we need oxygen, right? We need oxygen. But hyperoxidation is aging. And glutathione reduces hyperoxidation, the aging process, the inflammatory response. So get that straight in my mind and in your mind that hyperoxidation is a negative in your system, and that NAC prevents the hyperoxygenation, the aging and the burning up of the cells.
Right, and here's all the clinical. These are all loaded with all lines and lines of clinical trials. Here are the other things that researchers found out about NAC. supports a normal inflammatory response through its influence on genes involved with your body's inflammatory responses. In other words, preventing hyperinflammation.
There you go.
Supports normal, healthy insulin sensitivity and metabolic health, keeping your blood sugar based. Supports respiratory health, especially your lungs and airways. Protects tissues and cells from the effects of oxidative stress from exercise. Supports normal, healthy cellular growth and development, healthy mitochondrial function, and valuable support for your liver and kidneys, which we were saying too, a positive mood and cognition. I didn't realize that. Through its impact on neurotransmitter levels in your brain. I didn't know that. Could you read the rest of this here? Okay. Why your liver, and it's also about how your liver needs extra support, okay? And how
glutathione is produced by the liver, and the NAC rejuvenates the liver.
That's exactly right. It's a leading thing that's been used in hospitals for people with the leading cause of liver failure, which is Tylenol and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Number two is alcoholism. Number one are those over-the-counter painkillers, leading cause of liver failure. Read what it says about
NAC. Here's what it says. Your body's largest internal organ, your liver, is responsible for removing toxins and removing harmful substances in your food and living environment, including the water you drink. Well, if you're drinking Vortex water, then no problem there. It helps the liver dramatically.
Right.
And the air you breathe. So the more contaminated your diet and environment is, the harder your liver has to work. Besides its primary role of protecting your body from harmful substances, your liver plays other vital roles as well. When your liver is healthy, it produces bile, which helps carry away waste and break down fats.
That's it. That's right.
And when your liver is healthy, it helps regulate the levels of sugar and protein and fat entering your bloodstream. And when your liver is healthy, it clears your blood of drugs and alcohol and other potentially harmful substances.
Bravo,
Andy. And neutralizes highly reactive oxygen molecules, the free radicals, which are highly inflammatory, and processes nutrients absorbed by your intestines during digestion, and produces cholesterol. Cholesterol.
Yes.
Look out, or you're going to die from cholesterol. Oh, boy. Well, let me just digress for a second, folks. The cholesterol mania is just as bad as the COVID-19 mania. The cholesterol is not the killer. If your body is not producing cholesterol, your liver dies.
Right. And you have no hormones, by the way.
Okay.
No hormones either.
Cholesterol is not the villain. Let me go back. And NAC helps produce, during digestion, produces cholesterol and proteins and clotting factors to help your blood clot properly. Regulates many of your hormones.
Right. And prevents liver failure. And it is the leading thing in those hospitals for regenerating the liver when caused by those over-the-counter painkillers and caused by alcoholism, et cetera. Okay?
And the anti-cholesterol drugs, tests have been done for years showing that when you take the anti-cholesterol drugs for 5 years, or longer, you extend your life by how much? 3 days.
And cause it to, but you lose it in a whole lot of other ways.
In a whole lot of other ways.
Yes,
okay.
You do.
So cholesterol is not the creator of the heart disease. Cholesterol is a complicating factor of other negative aspects that are going on within your arteries and your liver and your vital organs. But by taking the drugs, you create sarcopenia, muscle wasting and weakness. You create a weaker heart muscle.
Right.
You create dementia.
That's right.
All those things are side effects caused by the statin drugs. All those symptoms are symptoms of taking statin drugs. And you extend your life, what? 3 miserable days for 5 years of drug use.
Right. Okay. And, you know, we can, yes, and we can go on about how here it helps to process all of the different nutrients. It's wonderful, all the things it does. And what I didn't know, and I'm glad that this information came out and the doctors sharing it, the medical, stunning new research, they're saying, shows that your liver may be aging faster than the rest of your body if you hold excess weight in your waist.
Mm.
This I didn't know, you know. It was called, I know that it's called metabolic syndrome,
yeah.
The adding the fat around the middle. But here it says, medical researchers found that for each 10-unit increase in body mass index, or BMI, the physiological age of the liver has grown by 3.3 years. Okay? So the expanding waist is a sign your liver is under strain.
Baby.
Okay? Deliver the liver for a lot of reasons, and also it helps to support you in your goals in getting that weight under control too. But you know who's not at...
And the liver being compromised like that does not produce the glutathione.
No, that's right, that's right.
And the glutathione is a major, major antioxidant and life extender.
Yeah, and this is interesting because, again, this is not Dennis and Mona. I'm quoting top doctors, and here's a very famous doctor, and he never says anything without all, and here are listed to support what he's saying in this article, 26 medical trials, and the name of the medical trials, the years, all of that. This is this one statement here, okay, that he writes. It's Dr. Russell Blaylock, okay? And he's saying right here, and all the clinical trials that are supporting what he says, pharmaceutical companies and their associates in the mainstream media have taken upon themselves to abolish, that means destroy, get rid of, you know, to abolish natural supplements. Why? Simply because the pharmaceutical companies want to destroy their competitors.
And the competitors are natural substances.
That's right. Some of these companies have been, that we're talking drug companies, have been used for billions of dollars, sued, for lying about the safety of their products. And some, many actually, have faced criminal charges. All this is a matter of court record, says the doctor. And of course, there is revolving door between pharmaceutical companies and regulatory agencies. And the FDA...
What does that mean?
Food and Drug Administration.
No, I know the FDA. I'm talking about revolving door. What, explain the revolving door between the drug industry and the government bureaucrats.
Well, the revolving door is, yeah, you know, the door keeps going round and round and round and round.
You work for the FDA, and
that's
you're friendly
right.
to the drug companies. And guess what? You're provided a new contract with the drug company for twice the salary you ever made with the government. And you have a brand new plush office on the 37th floor of the drug industry, a drug building, the corner office, and you're given all kinds of accolades for being a real scientist.
Yeah, and this
but
is
that ain't
yes.
really what's going on, folks. It's called a payoff.
That's right.
It's called a buyout.
And
okay?
Here, Dr. Blaylock says this statement and backs it up with all kinds of stuff. And he says the FDA, remember, when you see that capital F, capital D, capital A, you're talking about the Food and Drug Administration. That's supposed to be protecting you. Liars. That's what they are. And the FDA does not itself examine the products made by pharmaceutical companies.
The pharmaceutical companies tell the FDA the results of their own studies, which always exalt the benefits of their drug.
Rather, the agency allows these drug companies to do their own research.
That's right.
Which is then submitted to the FDA for approval. Court records and whistleblowers have shown that these tests are often fraudulent.
Often.
That's what Dr. Blaylock is saying, and he has all the clinical
Not
trials.
Not just often.
Often.
Okay. Now,
take the case of the popular COX-2 inhibitor drugs. More than 180,000 people died, says the doctor, as a result of taking these drugs, which were approved by the FDA. It was determined in a court of law that the company knew it before it had been released for general use that resulted in an unacceptable mortality, that's death risk. This is not the only case, says the doctor, as other products from other drug manufacturers were also found to be the cause of thousands of deaths. Informed consent is the very basis of medical practice, but it has been completely disregarded by these companies, says the doctor, and the medical trials. medical specialty groups, government bureaucracies, and the media. People need to be told, he says, about the dangers of taking these drugs, but they're not being given that information. Natural nutritional compounds, on the other hand, says Dr. Blalock, have an excellent safety record backed by thousands of years of widespread use as well as pharmacological studies. And again, all those medical trials to support everything he said.
And hopefully Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be appointed in the proper position to be able to expose, as he says, he will expose and deregulate what the FDA is allowed to do, instead of helping the drug industry hold a critical eye to the functions of the drug industry to get really healthy nutrients available to the public.
Right, and just as you have said so often, dear, and here, here again, a big doctor's report in Blalock, and again, backed with every kind of trial. He says here, just as you've known and I've known, he says, inflammation has been established as the initiating, that means the cause, of many diseases.
Not just many. Other scientists around the world say chronic inflammation is fire, and fire burns. And what does it burn? Those very delicate little things invisible to the naked eye called a cell. And when those cells are connected with your eyes, you go blind. When they connect with your brain, you get demented. When connected with your heart, you have heart problems. When they connect with any other aspect of your body, fire burns.
Right. And here, just what he says here, inflammation has been established as the initiating cause of many diseases, including rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, skin diseases, kidney failure, gastrointestinal diseases such as ulcerative colitis and Crohn's, as well as most neurological diseases such as epilepsy, head trauma, autoimmune brain diseases, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and many others. The best idea, says the doctor, for treatment and prevention of these diseases is to reduce immunoexcitotoxicity by suppressing destructive microglial activation.
How do you do that?
And then he says right here, the best way is to take the nutrients, and right at the top of his list is the highest absorption form of curcumin, which is exactly what Pain Power has.
That's right.
And you'll talk about that. Quercetin, just exactly what you talked about right at the top, okay? Okay? Vitamin D3, the super pure omega-3, we have a high concentration of that for the
antler, the world,
okay?
Right.
And it's interesting, one of the things he says that there's the highest cause of inflammation is the toxic fluoridated water. Okay, toxicity of fluoride. He gave lectures on this with the top experts, okay? And a top neurotoxicologist, she said that this high fluoride in drinking water caused lower IQs in children and causes a pandemic. Brings about more of a pandemic, okay? And then they say
and
the amount of fluoride...
And does not prevent tooth decay. Fluoridated water has been proven to be a complete fraud as far as preventing health, decay of the mouth and teeth and gums and so on. Quite the opposite of exactly what the industry says. But they've got loads and loads and thousands of hundreds of thousands of tons of fluoride floating around.
That's exactly
so
right.
So where else are they going to put it? Let's put it in the water.
And that's what they said. It says the doctor said he did all this research. And found that the case of high fluoride in the water was all over the U.S. And that levels reached such concentrations around the U.S. that people were sickened. This happened despite the fact that local officials were told that people were getting sick. They refused to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And the reduction of IQ, that's intelligence,
major.
In children who drank fluoridated drinking water has now been proven by independent medical researchers. I learned from a retired EPA official that putting fluoride in drinking water leaches lead from pipes. It elevates lead and increases criminality, and it's a highly reactive element. and explains the low IQ in children.
Because it screws up the brain, the central
nervous
system.
That's exactly what he says. He fluoridated water and even fluoridated dental products, brain toxicity from fluoroaluminum compound, abnormalities in brain developments, and autism spectrum disorders.
This is all from the doctor.
And it's all from the doctor in all the clinical trials, and this is the toxicity of the water. How important is that to stop this?
Absolutely.
And take charge of your life.
But again, it's like we talked about the revolving door of the drug industry in every aspect of government. Every aspect of government is influenced by the buy-off, the payoff, the monetary rejuvenation of a government employee by a drug company or a chemical company or anybody who wants to get legislation or rules and regulations passed and approved for their own particular product. They're bought and paid for. And that's what Kennedy is going to point out when he becomes whatever position that you want, title you want to give him, becomes involved with our federal government.
Right, and you know, here are the medical reports here on the thing of chronic inflammation. Okay, this is a whole big thing medically, chronic inflammation. I want you to read. I'm going to give it to you in a second, and he talks about limited mobility. Inflammation in muscle coordination ruins the strength of the body, creates further injury. Chronic inflammation presents with different symptoms, okay?
So chronic inflammation...
That's what he's saying, right?
Chronic inflammation, as I mentioned earlier, is fire, is excess heat.
Yes.
Now, excess heat destroys any combination of cells in your central nervous system, but especially where? Your brain.
And then I want you to read what the medical researchers are saying right here about how chronic inflammation presents with systemic symptoms. Can you read these systemic symptoms and go on? Read the symptoms, how chronic inflammation manifests with these systemic symptoms.
All right, baby.
Right at the top, kid.
Word for word, folks, just like the doctor wrote it. Okay, inflammation with systemic symptoms creates chronic fatigue. Again, keep in mind, inflammation is excess heat. Excess heat is fire. Fire burns. Fire destroys. Okay? So, going on with the symptoms. Chronic fatigue, digestive issues like constipation and diarrhea and acid reflux, and joint pain. And sleep disturbances. Joint pain, why? Because the heat destroys the connective tissue of your ligaments and tendons, your knees and your fingers and your thumbs. And it creates depression and anxiety and mood disorders. Why? And the cognitive changes. Why? For the same reason, folks. It's uncontrolled heat. And heat is chronic and in destroying the natural healthy function of every cell in your body. Also contribute to the inflammation and the sugars respond to weight gain and weight loss and frequent infections because your natural killer cells are killed by the fire. It's a fire. It's a raging fire. Why do they say that every disease known to science, is created by chronic inflammation? What? Every disease? Blindness? Heart attacks? Strokes? You name it, thumbs and fingers that don't work? Knees that are killing you? The pain, the inflammation? It's inflammation. And where does that come from? Inflammation comes from the chemicals and the junk that people put in their mouths. The health implications of chronic inflammation, the doctor goes on to say. The chronic implications of chronic inflammation contributes to the leading causes of death worldwide.
Okay. There it is. There it is. Just as you've said, broad spectrum for all the different disorders.
That's it.
Inflammation.
A little thing called...
That's the war, destroying everything.
A little thing called death.
That's right.
Because the individual...
Unbelievable.
Before you die or a person dies, the individual cells of their eyes or their brains or their heart or their liver or their little toe is in chronically... on fire, and that fire is like a raging forest fire. Okay? So the cardiovascular diseases, persistent inflammation damages the inner lining of blood vessels,
yes,
leading to plaque buildup, atherosclerosis, and that narrows and stiffens the arteries, increasing the risk of heart attack and stroke, and impedes the blood flow and oxygen nutrient delivery, and inflammatory markers such as C-reactive protein. They're often elevated in those with cardiovascular conditions, serving as indicators of ongoing risk. The metabolic factors of chronic inflammation disrupt metabolic health and closely link to obesity and insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. And the inflammatory molecules interfere with insulin signaling, leading to increased blood sugar levels and promoting fat accumulation,
wow,
which accelerates obesity. Over time, these inflammatory state contributes to diabetes progression and increased risk of related complications like kidney disease and nerve damage. And let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question.
Yes. Right.
Who has, what group of people has the highest incidence of kidney disease and blindness?
Diabetics. That's right.
Diabetics. Because their blood sugar level is so high.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And dementia and Alzheimer's and
Parkinson's
disease.
Sugar is the leading cause of inflammation.
That
we know
sugar
that.
Is
absolutely
the creator of inflammation.
Go. That's right. And the and all the powerful players in pain power, we had them put together. All of those wonderful.
I'm glad
things.
You mentioned that, honey, because pain power is a phenomenal combination of nutrients. All anti-inflammatories, okay? You've heard of curcumin. Curcumin is a major anti-inflammatory. Curcumin is a concentration of the anti-inflammatory components that are found in various healthy plants and vegetables. And it's combined with natokinase, which is an enzyme, and serratiopeptidase, which is an enzyme, and amla, and a couple of other nutrients which will not come to my brain right now. But these are all anti-inflammatories. These are all anti-fire. Inflammation is fire. And pain power puts out the chronic inflammation.
Right. And
which
how
stops
applicable?
The degradation of every cell in your body,
right,
not just your knees and your knuckles, but your brain, your eyes. It neutralizes inflammation.
And it's all positive, all wonderful, and all natural, and free of any allergens or any toxins. And it says the certification right mm-hmm. on it. Whereas, what did we just talk about? What is well known in this country is the, and we were talking about that relative to how NAC helps, the leading cause of liver failure. Mm-hmm. You know, is well known and well registered in this country, and it's over-the-counter pain relievers. Tylenol, the non-steroidal, you know, all of the anti-inflammatory drugs, the over-the-counter, and they're the leading cause of liver failure.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is alcohol, and number one are those terrible, the pain-killing drugs. Oh, I can get them over-the-counter. I have some pain. You're getting a whole lot worse by doing it. And it's also they've also been linked to heart attacks in a short span of time. So how a great way to take wonderful nutrient combination that has a plethora of benefits, not just relieving the pain and inflammation, but stopping the inflammation anywhere, regenerating the life.
That's the whole story, honey.
And
that's
I don't want to leave this topic without how Blaylock is also showing in this. He says, why we need more nutrients as we age. And he goes on to say that many plant extracts have more than one effect on cells, tissue, and organs, such as aiding cell proliferation, that's growth, differentiation, resistance to toxins. Other benefits include restraining the effects of aging. He's talking about plant extracts.
Right.
Brain degeneration, organ failure, muscle wasting atrophy, immune system decline. He's talking about nutrients. And there he goes on to say, vitamins and minerals play a critically important part. After all, says the doctor, good nutrition is what keeps organs and tissues functioning. The loss of the water-soluble vitamins, such as vitamin C and B-complex vitamins, can occur rapidly during a disease or when a person is under emotional stress. In fact, researchers have demonstrated that water-soluble vitamins can be lost almost completely within 24 hours of a major trauma or illness. Most doctors, says the doctor, have little knowledge, says the doctor, regarding the function of vitamins and minerals.
May I interrupt this for 1 second? You know, we've been in business for 55 years. And during that time, since before Rachel was born, okay? During that time, we've encountered many, many people from different aspects of life. Many professional people, many non-professional people from all occupations and interests. And among those customers have been doctors who themselves have become health nuts.
Yes, that's true. Okay? That's very true.
And they're taking a plethora of vitamins.
Yes, they
vitamin
are.
Programs,
we've met many. Right? Yes, we have.
And in private conversation with them, it was revealed that they said, I was amazed because as a novice when I got into this, the doctors didn't study nutrition in school.
No, that's right.
And I said, what is the story with your curriculum in college? What nutritional courses did you take? And they say, huh? We weren't offered anything about nutrition in college, about what vitamins can do.
It's tragic. Says,
that's why this happened on more than two or three occasions.
I've
the doctor said,
too.
That's why I have investigated nutrition for my own use, okay?
That's right. Exactly.
Because it's never offered in medical school. All we're taught and one doctor said, from the day I signed up for pre-med, from the very first day I have received notifications, publications, correspondence from drug cartel, from drug industry, every day of my life about how drugs are the answer to everything.
I know, it's tragic.
And nutrition is never mentioned.
Now, and here, this is a doctor reporting on this and backing it up with all the clinical trials, and he says, most doctors, okay, have little knowledge. This is a doctor saying it. Regarding the function of vitamins and minerals. For one thing, these compounds act as coenzymes in the body, and these enzymes catalyze biochemical reactions. Okay?
That's just what the individual doctors told us.
Vitamins and minerals make the enzymes work better and speed up the reactions they catalyze. Dr. Bruce Ames, he says, wrote a paper that explains that as we age, our enzymes become sluggish. As a result, we need a much higher intake of vitamins and minerals to kickstart these old enzymes. And it's interesting because he goes on to say here, too, about certain nutrients, just like we were saying, certain nutrients. The abundance of health benefits, he says. He says here, he's talking about curcumin, the active ingredient, the bioperine extract, and the quercetin, okay? This is what he says, not what I says, okay? But he talks about all the different things, boosting the immune function, helping to inhibit the degeneration of the nerves and fighting autoimmune diseases, okay? And improving the health of heart and blood vessels and treating skin diseases, treating depression. All of these nutrients, okay? All of these nutrients that he's talking about, how they support, and including protection for the liver, okay? And so that's really very exciting, very, very, very exciting, okay? And even as he says here about that high-potency curcumin helps to ease diabetic complications. That's an important factor, too, mm-hmm. Okay?
That's all in Pain Power.
And that's all in Pain Power, wonderfully put together, right? And just like you said, he goes on and supports it with a zillion clinical trials. All cancers, he says, are caused by chronic inflammation.
All cancers caused by chronic inflammation.
That's very important.
Chronic inflammation. Folks, what is chronic? If you get a runny nose and it won't go away, that's a chronic condition. You got a lot of mucus, a lot of discomfort, a lot of sneezing, a lot of itching, scratching, carrying on, but that's a chronic inflammation. You got a bad shoulder, that's a chronic inflammation. The pain just won't go away. It's inflammation, say all holistic physicians, says all of medical science. It's the chronic inflammation is the creator of every known disease in the world.
And he says that inflammation alters genes affecting metabolism, which is the actual cause of the appearance of cancer stem cells, abnormal metabolism. That's interesting, mm-hmm. making that point, and very important. Inflammation, as he says, is what causes cancer. So very important.
And sugar creates inflammation.
That's definitely. And
cancer
all the
cells have been proven not to be able to proliferate without the sugar. Without sugar, cancer is very slow to develop, or doesn't develop, or peters out. Okay.
That's exactly right. And a zillion clinical trials behind everything that was mentioned. Okay, and. Orthomolecular medicine, you know, that was something that I know that these are all doctors and they care about nutrients. They're committed mm-hmm. to helping people with disease with nutrients. And this is orthomolecular medicine news release, okay? And their recent release, they call it immediate release, it was just released. Paradigm shift in epidemic and chronic disease management. The doctor reporting, Richard Cheng, MD, and also PhD. And, you know, and he goes on, he just goes on about we may not be able to get into all of it, but we will go into fighting disease, you know. He talks about COVID and other things. He says you should have, he says, the nutrients to fight all of this, and he puts right at the top of the list high vitamin C and nutritional interventions and how it fights chronic disease, vitamin D3, very, very, very important, integrative approaches, and he talks about all of those, supplementing with nutrients that help magnesium, immune function, and removing detoxification protocols to remove environmental toxins and heavy metals, lifestyle changes, eliminating sugar intake, and prevents the onset of chronic disease. They talk about all of this.
Again, it's the old story of accentuate the positive,
and
eliminate
the
negative.
That's right.
What was that song?
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Accentuate the positive,
okay.
Eliminate the, and don't mess with. And they, after they go on about all of their, that you need nutritional medicine, is orthomolecular medicine. That's what they say. And they list here that their editorial review board is 28 medical doctors reviewing all of that orthomolecular medicine, talking about getting rid of the garbage and taking in the nutrients, okay? That's what they say. Orthomolecular medicine uses safe, effective nutritional therapy to fight in illness. We've known about them for a long time. Not for profit, non-commercial, informational resource. Okay? How important is that?
How important?
It is so critically important.
Nutrients create life in every cell. Drugs reduce symptoms. They don't create life.
Yes, that's right. So if you want to, and I know that you do, don't we all, want to create great new life for ourselves, our loved ones, for the planet, for others, everyone and everything. And that is our commitment at Alive and Well. Come to Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you. And remember the wonderful Broth Cafe, all of the organic foods, the organic choices, the great combinations. You can call our 877-4950 for any of our wonderful services. Have everything ready for you. Your parties, have your food ready. I'm limited in time. Wonderful. Smoothies put together, protein shake, everything. Just call and we'll have it ready whenever you say, okay?
You can sit down and talk with Mona or with me.
That's right.
In
no
private
charge.
Conversation.
Right.
Okay?
No charge.
And we're
charge.
Not doctors and we don't play doctor.
No. But just set up a time so that we're not with someone else. It's very comfortable. Alive and Well is there for you in every conceivable way.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that
optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.